Chapter 1, The Acquisition. The storm did not batter the glass, it caressed it. At 80 stories up, the wind was a living thing, a howling pressure that sought entry into the hermetically sealed fortress, but the glass held. It always held. Maximilian Voss stood at the edge of the world, or at least, at the edge of the only world that mattered. His reflection ghosted over the sprawling, rain-slicked grid of New York City below, a tall, severe shadow in a bespoke charcoal three-piece suit. The tailoring was impeccable, not a stitch out of place, the fabric hugging shoulders that carried the weight of a billion-dollar legitimate empire and a criminal syndicate that rotted the city from the inside out. He checked his watch. Patek Philippe. The second hand swept with a silent, mechanical grace that soothed the itch in the back of his mind. 9:00 p.m., precision. He turned away from the abyss. The penthouse was a study in sterility. White marble floors that looked like frozen milk, black steel beams, furniture that was more art than comfort. There were no personal photographs, no trinkets, no clutter. It was a space designed for a man who viewed chaos as a personal insult. The elevator chimes cut through the silence, a soft, harmonious sound that signaled an intrusion. Maximilian didn't move toward the doors. He waited by the window, his hands clasped behind his back. He controlled the space, let them walk to him. Benedict Farlow stepped out first. The older man moved with the deceptively easy gait of a retired predator. His silver hair was perfectly coiffed, his suit conservative, his smile paternal. To the outside world, Benedict was the Voss family attorney, the loyal retainer who had guided young Maximilian when his parents' private jet kissed the side of a mountain 20 years ago. To the underworld, he was the consigliere, the keeper of secrets, the man who knew where the bodies were buried because he had usually dug the holes. "Maximilian," Benedict said, his voice a gravelly baritone that echoed slightly in the vast, empty room. "It's done." Maximilian's eyes, the color of glacial ice, shifted from Benedict to the men following him. Two of his personal guard, hulking shapes in wet raincoats. Between them they carried a large, rough-hewn wooden crate. It looked like something meant for shipping engine parts or illegal firearms, not a delivery to a penthouse that had been featured in Architectural Digest. Maximilian's gaze dropped instantly to the floor. "Stop," he commanded. The word was not loud, but it had the stopping power of a caliber round. The guards froze. "You are tracking mud," Maximilian said, his voice dropping an octave, vibrating with cold irritation. He pointed a manicured finger at the faint, wet boot prints marring the pristine white marble. "I pay you six figures a year to secure my life, not to drag the filth of the gutter into my home." One of the guards swallowed audibly. "Apologies, Mr. Voss,"